If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place? Well, now it is on Homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better. They've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today on the podcast, we are talking about a different app building tools using AI that you can use. One of them is from Quora, and then another one is a new company out of Sweden called Lovable. So I'm interested to hear all about that. But first, Jane, why don't you tell them about our school community?
Yeah, if you've ever wanted to take the current company, your current job that you're working on, and take it to the next level with AI, we would love to have you as a member of the AI Hustle school community. Every single week, Jamie and I release exclusive videos that we don't post anywhere else on our school community. There's a community of over 340 members, and we all talk about different AI tools we're using and different side hustles that we're doing. We have a whole bunch of courses that we have essentially created, dozens of videos breaking down a bunch of different side hustles. We talk about how to become an AI consultant. I have a friend that gets paid $20,000 to go give speeches to companies on AI. So I've interviewed him and gotten a bunch of great ideas. I've also done AI consulting for companies. So we break all of that down. We also talk about how Jamie was able to make over $25,000 last year from an Amazon program and how he's using AI this year to try and scale that up. We cover a ton of different techniques for AI marketing growth hacks for your business. And just like, you know, I feel like we've had the promise of these AI app building tools for a long time, and that AI is going to, you know, get rid of developers and get rid of everything. It doesn't feel like they've 100% materialized yet. Maybe the companies we talk about today will do that. But just based off of like a demand, like on your side, you're not a developer, but if you had a tool that without any code, you could build like, you know, a pretty legit little piece of software or a little app, like, is that something that you'd be even interested in? Or are you just like, for your regular no coder, is that something you're interested in? You're like, oh, that's not really my cup of tea. You'd probably choose some other sort of business.
No. Yeah. I mean, so I've had several different ideas for apps over the years that have never materialized, because when it comes down to the, you know, time to pay somebody to develop the app, it's very expensive, and I'm not a coder, and it's not something I care to learn how to do. So up to this point, you know, there's been lots of AI coding assistants, but now this appears to be like a full app builder where you can build apps using just commands, no coding required. So yeah, I'm interested to see, you know, how usable this is. You know, generally when apps are first released or software, you know, it's not quite up to, you know, the standards I would have, but have you used this at all, Jaden? Do you know about Quora's Poe?
Yes. So I got an email about this, and like, you know, I low key was a little worried because I'm building a no code AI app builder with AI Box, and our first product, which is a AI model playground where you can test all the different AI models in one chat for $20 a month. We're launching it on March 10th. And then the next step that we're trying to get done, the, you know, the months right after that, is like a full on app builder and a marketplace and like this whole thing. So anyways, when I saw them come up with this, I was like, oh no, like, are they beating us to the punch on this? What are they going to do? Because we've had other people do similar things. You know, OpenAI had their GPT store, which kind of had failure to launch. And I believe it's just because of the way they did it. Anyways, I was a little concerned. So when I got the email about this thing, I was like, oh no, like, am I doomed? Am I cooked? And so I went and tried it out. And I'll show you my experience. I'm going to try to not just like be super biased. Like, obviously I'm very biased on this, and I'm like, my company's the best and no one else is good. So like, that's my standpoint. I'm just going to admit that, because, you know, I'm building a company, but I will show you what they did, and I'll just show it in the most honest way. And then I'll show the other companies. I think that, long story short, I think this tech can be good. I don't think it's there yet with this tool, and I think it will be there with AI Box, but I'm not launched yet. So I mean, like, kudos to them for having it launched first. Okay. Check out what I tried to do. So I tried to make an app where I told it, you pretty much just go into this chat interface. So I'll actually show you what this looks like when you're trying to build something. You go to this like bot thing, and you go to like make, you click create,
Jaden, I can't see the screen you're trying to share. Can you share it real quick?
Gotcha.
Yep.
Okay. So you go to Poe's website, there's a little create thing, and you can click on create a Canvas app. So this is what they're calling them for some reason. I don't know why, because I feel like Canvas is like ChatGPT's tool. So I feel like they're sort of stealing that, and I don't feel like it's that like descriptive. So whatever. You can build manually where you write your source code manually. So for no coders, I think this is probably a no-go. But if you want to generate with a bot, if you're a no coder, this is what I was excited about. And you can type something in there. So for example, they have one where it's create a translation app, which allows the user to choose between Claude, Sonnet, and Gemini before submitting the text. So let's say that that was your prompt, you typed it in. It's going to go and like start creating like a brief about what it's going to do. And then if you see, it literally starts to generate code. So it's coding the app. This is not at all how I was expecting them to do this, because like with mine, I'm like dragging and dropping AI models onto like a builder, and you have little arrows to connect them, and you type in the prompts on them. This is just like straight up trying to code something brand new. So this was kind of a bit of a shock to me that this is what they were going for. That being said, my first one I tried to get it to do, I was like, make me an app that I can, you know, in the style of Paul Graham, I love Paul Graham's tweets on Twitter, that I can give you a link and you will be able to like generate a tool. Okay, so check out this app that it built for us right here, this translation app. So this is pretty cool. It built like an actual little appy thing here. Nice. So it wants you to auto detect the language. I'm going to say change it into Spanish. And then I'm going to say, you know, hello, I'm Jaden. We're going to go with this. And the first thing that you'll notice, if you look carefully, because this is literally... like this was a prompt that it recommended I try, and you saw the UX, the UI UX was actually like decent. It looked really cool. So the first thing that you're gonna notice is it pops up this thing where it asks me to pay. So it lets me kind of build it, but then it doesn't let me pay. But if you're watching this, and I'll just explain if not, but if you're watching this, you can see in the background here, there's actually, I'll close this. There's this red text and it says Gemini 2.1 Pro needs more points to answer your request. Error, Gemini needs more points to answer your request. Anyways, it's got this error, and maybe this is because of in this particular case, it might be because like I ran out of like tokens, even though it says I have 8% points remaining. And I mean, I'm asking it to translate 3 words, which like that should cost like a fraction of a penny, so I don't know why it wouldn't be able to do that, but that's fine. Maybe it's a way to get me to upsell. The real issue that I had with this is that I actually haven't been able to make an app that worked, that was actually able to do anything without running into errors. And it's not errors that ChatGPT couldn't do, because like if I went to ChatGPT and said like, translate hello, I'm Jaden into Spanish, it would just do it. The problem that I was running into was that you can kind of chat with it and work on it, but the problem that I was running into is that every time I would get it to like make me a tool, it would run into like code errors when it was trying to generate it. So it's like unable to reach Poe parameter, something, translation unit. Like it has like errors that like when I work with my developers on projects, they show me like errors that they have on code. And like, that's what I was getting on. Like I had like a tweet generator that you paste in a full article and you get it to generate you 3 tweets of condensed summarizing the article. I was like, this could be sort of useful. And then the crazier thing was that it actually lets you, even when it's broken, so like I click generate a tweet and it's like, sorry, it's broken, it still lets me publish them. So I go publish and I'm like, you know, happy tweets is like what I want this, you know, what I want my tool to be called. And you can write any sort of description in there. Anyways, and it shows like all the source code, you click publish. And all of a sudden, I literally have the URL po.com/happytweets with a tool that if you try it, it would just crash and say like missing parameters or like. So I'm not trying to be biased, Jamie, but like, so like, don't let me roast them, but you give your opinion on this.
Yeah, I mean, so like, here's my thing. I think there's great, you know, code generators out there, you know, even using OpenAI, for example, you can get some great, you know, code. But the whole thing for me is user experience. And this, like, to me, yes, it does a function, which is cool. Or I mean, it's supposed to. But then also you have the user experience. To me, like, a lot of the AI stuff just doesn't make me like want to use it, I guess, from a user experience. Like, it just doesn't look that good. And I feel like that's where a lot of talent comes in with when you are building an app, is you like having a designer who kind of like knows what looks good and can design something to look, you know, a certain way. So I feel like being able to combine like the actual hardcore code with a designer experience, or maybe an AI design tool, for example, would be a lot more useful, at least for me. If I had a business idea and I wanted to launch an app, I couldn't really use something like this, you know, in my opinion, from a user experience.
Especially as a no coder, out of curiosity, because this is something I've argued with a lot with like my developers on my project. Like, when you see code snippets on the side of a thing it's generating for you, for example, like, is that alarming? Because like, for me, I'm not really a coder, and this is kind of alarming for me.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like that. I don't know what to do with that. And you know, quite frankly, like, if I let's say I sort of liked what they made me, but I wanted to change the color of like the text or something, I don't know. Could you edit the prompt?
So the cool thing is you can actually message it. And so like, if you're like, I want to make that title at the top blue, you can message it and it could do that. And I do think that's cool, but
okay.
So like, that is cool. And I do think it's very cool that you can like work with it. You can talk to it. This is cool. The main issue I ran into was like, it would just have errors and I didn't know why it had errors and just wouldn't run the thing. And I'd say, fix your error. And I'm sure any coder listening to me is like laughing their head off, because they're like, it's so obvious why it does that. But like, I think for the general population, this is not a good tool. I think for coders, this might be a good tool, but maybe coders could just do this themselves. So yeah, that's kind of where I sat on it. And I want it to be good. Even though it's like a competitor, I still want it to be good because I want more cool tools. I just didn't feel like this was quite it.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I said, if there was a great tool that could do this, I feel like it would be huge for any startup person who, you know, wants to, you know, start a business. If you could come up with a great app just with AI, then it comes down to, you know, marketing and getting it out there and getting users. So anyways, interesting stuff.
100%. Okay. Super interesting. The last thing we wanted to cover really quick on this is that they're not the only people in town doing this. There is another company called Lovable. And the cool thing about Lovable, they have just raised $15 million. They're actually, I think that they're doing a bit better of a job of not trying to target regular people. They say Lovable is your super fast, full stack engineer, idea to app in seconds. You can imagine it does everything I've just demoed and we've just talked about Poe doing. But it's targeted towards developers, it seems like. If you go to their website, they have like a whole bunch of different snippets, but one of their snippets is like, you know, a testimonial from a CTO saying this really helped us go faster and stuff. And to me, that seems more like authentic to what it actually is. It's like great for maybe developers to do and build things faster, but it's not something that I would probably, I would probably try to pitch to anyone that's not a coder, you know? So I do think that's probably a better angle to take on this.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. Yeah. I think, like I said, that'll be huge once we can come up with a tool. I'd love to hear more about AI Box at some point. And excited to see what you guys come up with.
Yeah. We'll have some exciting news coming down the pipe for everyone on that. But until then, thank you so much for listening to our breakdown of a couple different AI app builders. If there's a good one, I won't hold back. I'll tell you, and I'll demo them all. I still hope that AI Box is king of the hill on this. So I'll keep you guys updated. And we have our big launch on March 10th, where you'll be able to try it out. So that's pretty exciting. Anyways, thanks so much for tuning into the podcast today. Make sure to check out our school community. Jamie and I work really hard on it, and we would love to have you as a member. And I think we could really help your business or side hustle grow with that. So links in the description, and we'll catch you all next time.
Homes.com knows that when it comes to home shopping, it's never just about the house or condo. It's about the home. And what makes a home is more than just the house or property. It's the location and neighborhood. If you have kids, it's also schools, nearby parks, and transportation options. That's why Homes.com goes above and beyond to bring home shoppers the in-depth information they need to find the right home. And when I say in-depth, I'm talking deep. Each listing features comprehensive information about the neighborhood, complete with a video guide. They also have details about local schools with test scores, state rankings, and student-to-teacher ratio. They even have an agent directory with the sales history of each agent. So, when it comes to finding a home, not just a house, this is everything you need to know all in one place. Homes.com. We've done your homework.